Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to week 15 of the fantasy season and the football season. Hi, Sutton. How are you?
Good.
Good. What are we going to do today?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What are we doing right now?
What's this called?
Bad guys.
Is it Peas Picks?
Yes.
Okay, can you say, this is Peas Picks?
This is Peas Picks.
Okay, so we've got San Francisco, and we've got the LA Rams. Who would you like us to talk about tonight? You want us to talk about San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay, can you look up and say, see ya?
Yeah.
So, you guys saw that Sutton decided that we will talk about the 49ers. I so badly wanted to talk about the Rams. It was just a bad game.
Yeah.
The rain played a part in the first half. Yep. I don't know what happened in the second half. I mean, it was just, you had 160 yards passing out of Stafford. You had 142 out of Purdy. Mm-hmm. You had, you know, at least Williams
thrown.
Right. No touchdowns thrown. Well, no touchdowns scored.
Yeah, sorry.
rushing, passing, anything. It was just, which was funny because I talked to you a couple days ago, and I said, I could really use Kupp and Kittle to not have a good game because I've got both of them in that league that I don't belong in the playoffs. I'm 5-9.
Yep.
And boom, he gets a zero out of Kupp and, 10 points out of Kittle. In a full PPR, I'll take that.
Oh, yeah.
I will take that.
Yep.
It was the Rams. I had Stafford, Williams, Nakua, and Kupp.
Because
to point out that he had nothing.
Yep.
For the 49ers, at least we could talk about a few more guys. Purdy was 14 of 31, under 50%. 142 yards, one interception, one rush, 3 yards. Part of that, Jennings was 2 of 9. Debo was 3 of 7. And those guys each dropped at least 2 or 3 passes.
Yeah, that one for Debo where he was coming across.
Yeah.
Right,
may have had a touchdown.
A crosser, and he just didn't secure it, and was already thinking, oh, I'm going to score. And
I got to look and see where I'm going.
Yeah,
and boom.
And he's been, making them, he's been a little bit of the squeaky wheel recently, saying, and just get him the ball. And they tried.
Yeah, they did. He had 2 rushes and 7 targets.
Yeah.
But Garendo was 4 catches on 4 targets for 18 yards. It's funny because you count through this. Garendo had 4 catches. Kittle had 4 catches, 2 for Jennings and 3 for Debo. That's 13 of the 14 completions that Purdy had. There were other guys.
Yeah.
And
one other. That had a catch.
Well, yeah, one that had a catch. What I'm saying
probably
is
probably Juszczyk or something.
Yeah, it might have been Juszczyk. It might have been I don't remember who it was. I watched the game and I just
Pearsall, Ricky Pearsall.
Oh yeah, Ricky Pearsall. Yeah. And almost had another, but it was underthrown.
Yep.
That was and part of that was the weather. It happens. So anyway, Garendo was 4-4 for 18, 16 rushes, 57 yards. A ho-hum kind of. I expected more rushing yardage. I expected them to try and run the ball more.
Yeah, and they just didn't. Neither, 16 rushes and only 57 yards, pretty inefficient, I guess.
Yeah.
Same with Kyren. Granted, but Kyren had 29 carries, but had 108 yards.
Right.
But on 29 carries, you'd figure you'd be up over 150.
Right.
With a touchdown.
Right, because, 29 for 108 is very similar in yards per carry to 16 for 57.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
with the foot sprain, he didn't look quite as, shifty you know, explosive. You know, he didn't look quite as fast in that game. But again, you know, at one point you're looking at watching the game and it is, I mean, it was pouring.
It was rain, coming down pretty well, you know, yeah. So, I mean, you know, kind of what you expect in the San Francisco area.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, it's not odd to have rain in San Fran. But, you know, they couldn't find the right set of cleats. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kittle was 4 catches on 7 targets for 61 yards, which not was terrible, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
I was okay with him scoring 10 points. Mm-hmm. We do whole points, so he only got, you know, the 6 points for the yardage and the 4 for the catches. So yeah. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Jennings, 2 catches on 9 targets for 31 yards.
Yeah, the 9 targets, like you said, he, you know, had a couple drops, you know, a
couple of really bad throws.
Yeah, Purdy had some real bad throws in that one. I mean, the interception that he threw, that DB was running the route and he threw it directly to the DB. I mean, it was great ball placement.
Yeah.
If the players were switched.
Right. And if there weren't 3 defenders around him.
Yeah, I mean, that was like Stafford almost threw that pick pretty early in that game because, you know, Cup was coming on a deep post, and Stafford just barely looked at him and just let it fly.
Yeah.
And the DB undercut it, and I mean, it was a whiff on the DB.
Oh, that was Lenore, wasn't it?
Yeah. Lenore. It was just a complete whiff. I mean, he should have had that pick. And it was a whiff, and it was just because Stafford was just one of those just F it Coopers down there somewhere, you know. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I think, you know, for the future, Juwan Jennings, like, I like him in Dynasty. I almost traded for him right at the deadline because I think, especially with how bad Debo's been and has looked.
Well,
I mean, just the eye test looked lately. He's definitely going to be, in my opinion, I think he's going to be leaving the team.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the season.
I mean, obviously, the choice,
they had given Ayuk the big contract.
Right, right. The choice was who's going to get the big contract at the end of the year. Is it going to be Debo or is it going to be Ayuk? And I personally thought you give the money to Ayuk.
Yeah.
I mean, that... He's younger. Yeah. He's, you know, he's a better, I think he's a better receiver. Debo is more of a gadget guy.
He is. He's a gadget guy.
He's quick. I mean,
you know, why everybody loved him, what was that, 3 years ago now when he had all the rushes?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's why everybody fell in love with him fantasy-wise because he was essentially a running back at that point.
Right.
You know, so.
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, but like I said, Debo's just, you know, the 3-7 for 16, 2 rushes for 3 yards.
Yeah,
I mean, they tried.
19 yards.
Yeah, I mean, their first play from scrimmage was a pass to Debo, which I think either he dropped or it was not a very good pass.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. I remember them doing it, but I don't remember
it
the play.
It was good. It was good coverage by the DB. He played it perfectly, came in right at the right time to make contact and disrupt the catch. But, I mean, first play, they tried to get it to him.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. And, yeah, so.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Jennings is going to still be there. Mm-hmm. Ricky Pearsall will still be there. And Ayuk will still be there. And CMC will be there.
Do they have another rookie for the Niners, a receiver? Was it a rookie or a second-year guy? I can't remember.
Don't remember.
Yeah, he had a little buzz in the kind of training camp as well. Same with Pearsall, but I can't remember.
So you're saying he was smoking weed, or
probably?
Well, you said he had a buzz.
Had a buzz.
Yeah. Okay. Had a buzz on.
Well, I guess we'll wrap up the Niners. Probably to me, story of the game came on the defensive side. Did you see DeVondre Campbell walk off?
No, I heard about it. I didn't. And I wasn't paying that close of attention.
So they wanted. So is it Dre Greenlaw, the guy who he tore his Achilles in the Super Bowl playoffs, you know, running onto the field. Popped his Achilles there. That was his first game back last night. I think he may have missed a little bit of time in that, taking a breather or something.
Yep.
And they wanted DeVondre Campbell to go in, you know, to cover for him, and he just straight up refused, and then he walked into the locker room and
a la AB.
Yeah, well, he didn't take his shirt off, so
he's probably not as ripped as AB.
Yeah, he wasn't throwing merch into the crowd, so but yeah, I mean, Shanahan came out in the, I think, the press conference today or whatever media part of practice, whatever, and said that he will no longer be with the team.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
it's a job. That's you know, that's like me, obviously, you know, I wear my work stuff. You know, if I'm in the middle of a
stop repping them.
I know. Oh,
supposed to be repping Fantasy Rep.
But you know, if I'm in the, you know, I'm replacing your windshield and I just go, eh, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I walk out, I'm getting fired right there. It's a job, you know?
Yeah, and he's got plenty of money. Yes. I mean, that's fine.
But he's long in the tooth at this point.
Yeah, and maybe.
I mean, he was solid in Atlanta, had one really good year with Green Bay, and then got injured. And then he's been yapping about how we just kind of threw him off to the side.
Well, he also said that Atlanta misused him, yeah. And Green Bay misused him. And
now apparently San Francisco's misusing him.
Yeah, I don't. But Dre is injured, not you.
Yeah.
You go in and play. That's what we pay you all of this money for.
And there's no way him going to San Fran, and you know, or at that point, if he was on the team when Greenlaw got hurt, him going, okay, so I'm going to play a lot now. And when Dre comes back and he's fully healthy,
you're not going to play me.
Yeah. So
I'm going
to
quit.
You had to have known it was coming. So
yeah, just I guess.
You know, I just, like I said, I just can't believe you just walk out in the middle of a game. I mean, there's George Kittle too in the post game. He was like, I've never seen that. You know, he's like one, you know, this is a one person issue walking out on the team.
Yeah, but that's kind of like what we talked about with Richardson that took a playoff.
No. Oh yeah, Anthony Richardson.
He
brought himself out because he was tired.
Coach, I'm tired. I gotta take a break. I can't play this much. Mm-hmm. This is too intense. I gotta try that sometime. Yeah. I'm gonna do that while I'm pitching in a tournament or something. Hey guys, I need to sit for like two batters. I'm feeling kind of tired.
Got to get some Ben Gay out and
work exactly, it in. Exactly. Take my Metamucil and my
prune juice. Huh? Prune juice.
Yeah, prune juice and maybe my old man other meds. You know, I don't know. So moving on to our picks of the week, we've got CBS's standard fantasy standard format. Mm-hmm. QBs: Lamar, Burrow, Allen. Hopefully Allen doesn't do what he did last time. Daniels, Knicks, and Hurts. And I am going to go with, and I don't know why I ever pick him because it never seems like he has a good game, but I'm going to go with Kyler.
Very hot and cold.
Yep. Kyler, they play at home against New England. Mm-hmm. The weather shouldn't impact them much at all down in Arizona. It should be nice. New England is the 21st, going from 1 to 32, 32 being the best, or the best for scoring against for quarterbacks. They're 21st out of 32, so you got to like the matchup. Mm-hmm. However, you know, New England always seems to have a decent defense, and so I'm always leery of that one.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Kyler's been very hot and cold. You know, in the preseason leading up to fantasy, Kyler was actually like the target for me in the draft. I ended up not getting him.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, shucks. Darn. Yeah.
Darn.
But in two rounds after Kyler, I drafted Daniels. And then, you know, that worked out pretty well.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I just trade, I, you know, before the deadline, I traded him straight up for Joe Burrow. So,
Yeah.
So it ended up working out for me. But yeah, he's just, the whole Cardinals team has just been so hit and miss.
You know,
1 week they look great. I mean, their defense has actually been playing really well lately. You know, for fantasy wise, if you do, you know, DSTs, you know, they actually had Brittany pick them up and stash them for matchups, kind of like New England. And, you know, they had a pretty friendly end of season for their defense.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kyler, you know, him and Harrison Jr., for the hype behind him and the fantasy draft capital you had to put into him, he's been a bust.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I mean, one of the bigger rookie busts.
Yeah. for fantasy. Now, obviously, he's still going to develop, and you know,
I'm still
glad I got him in fantasy. And then
you mean in Dynasty?
Dynasty. Yeah, and I had traded for Kyler to create that stack.
Right.
You know, this year, like I said, it's been really up and down. But
yeah,
you know,
as a first year player in redraft, he's a letdown, especially when you've got Neighbors and Brian Thomas. You know, those guys are putting up some good numbers. And you look at Neighbors.
No.
Neighbors has not really, I mean, I like Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they haven't exactly run out a bevy of great quarterbacks in this year.
Yeah.
And he seems to be doing well no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Neighbors gets all of his targets and his catches. I mean, his yardage has gone down because, like you said, you know,
Danny DeVito can't throw it that far. And then Drew Locke took over.
He looked so bad last week. I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah, you know, with Harrison, you know, if dynasty-wise, I'm not – you know, worrying
no,
at all.
No,
I mean,
no.
Especially when you have a Hall of Fame, you know, Hall of Fame wide receiver as your dad. You know, he'll, you know, I'm sure he'll probably spend some time with him in the off season here. Probably he's already spending a lot of time with him in season. But
I'm sure Junior is sitting there going, "You have nothing to tell me, old man."
I don't know if my dad was a Hall of Famer like that, I would listen.
But I'm the best to have come out of college in decades.
Yeah. You know, and his dad's going to smack him because he's still a kid. And say, you got to put up the stats to prove it.
Yep. So you're going with?
I'm going to go with Tua.
Tua.
Against
Hawk Tua?
Yep. Okay. I can't believe I said yep to that.
Yep. Tua.
Tua against at Houston. You know, Houston's actually a fairly decent defense, for, like I said, Yahoo, they do it in versus CBS where, you know, 32 is the
worst,
like best defense against
quarterback.
So Houston was actually 29, but over the last 3 weeks, Tua has actually been the number one fantasy. Well, maybe not now because the Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Before that was the number one fantasy quarterback in the prior 3 weeks to that. He's been averaging over 300 passing yards in those games.
Nice.
Throwing some touchdowns. They
normally to Jonnu Smith.
Yep. Yeah. Normally to Jonnu Smith. One to Waddle. I mean, Tyreek, I think, had one last week. Achan always seems to get one of his receiving touchdowns as well. So, you know, I mean, they're starting to click again, you know, and that's what everybody was hoping for when Tua came back. So, yeah, I think that'll be it. Hopefully Stroud, because they're at Houston, he plays a lot better at home, you know, with Nico Collins and everything. You know, hopefully this will be a high-scoring game.
Hopefully.
Get a lot of points out of it.
I mean,
I think there's a lot of playoff rosters that have a lot of these pieces on either side, you know, whichever team that are hoping.
Right.
And especially if you had anybody going last night that wasn't Puka Nacua, you know, you need more points. So.
Yeah. Puka was really the only person that even put up anything.
Yep. I mean, Kyren was fantasy for PPR, he like met his projection. It was 14.3 or something, and or he had like 13.5. So he was real
if you're
close,
getting and but, if you're getting yeah you're yeah. getting 11.2 in straight up standard, that's not a bad number out of your running back.
But yeah, so like I said, you know, a lot of pieces in this matchup on a lot of playoff rosters hoping to make a run here. So
yeah, I you know, Houston has been struggling to be the offense that they had been.
Well, you get two huge touchdowns called back from Nico.
Well, yeah.
You know, that hurts obviously the offense, but hurts fantasy numbers for, you know, Stroud and Nico, of course. But
both of you and I have.
Yes.
So moving on to our running backs, we've got Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Bijan Robinson, Joe Mixon, Devon Achane, and Chase Brown. And I was going to go Josh Jacobs, and I switched my mind, and I went with Jahmyr Gibbs. The Bills are the 29th worst team for running. I mean, they're a great team for running backs to score against.
Yep.
And as long as the game stays fairly close, that's going to be what happens.
Yeah, I mean, with what Josh Allen's been doing without, you know, really anybody at receiver, you know, just making it happen, it should be a fairly close game.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm hoping 90-87. I don't think it's possible. I mean, especially you look at that game last night.
I bet you the total.
The over-under.
Yeah, for that is,
yeah, I think
bet you that's probably
I think that 50s. Might be the highest one of the week.
Yeah, that's got to be in the 50s, correctly. I imagine. So. Yeah,
I mean,
wouldn't be surprising because if they yesterday, told them up over 70.
But, yeah, you know. last night's game, you had the Niners who beat the snot out of the Bears,
Chicago, yeah.
And you had the Rams who threw up 44 against Buffalo, and it was 9-6, and there was no way you could see that coming.
Yeah,
not a chance.
9-6 is like a, you know, was that mid-2000s Ravens Steelers game?
Yeah,
without the defense, there really wasn't a whole lot of good defense either last night. But
yeah, unbelievable.
So yeah, Gibbs. I mean, yeah. You know, Gibbs, like I said, I had traded Gibbs away, you know, it's so frustrating watching the Lions because you're just watching David. It's always the first series is always David Montgomery.
Yep.
And it's always like he gets 6 carries in the first series, you know, in their first offensive series. And Gibbs is standing on the sideline and they'll get down to the 20. Gibbs will run like a 16-yard run or
down
catch
one four.
For 16, and then here comes Monty right back in. It's so frustrating. Yeah. So, but I mean, Gibbs is so good. I think he's the number 4 rusher for yardage so far this season. Obviously, it's, you know, Saquon Henry, Josh Jacobs is 3rd, and then Gibbs is 4th. So
amazing that 2 of the top 3 are the guys that switched teams last. All three of those guys switched teams last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, almost like you know, a stud running back is kind of important in football.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is you look at the 3 teams, and all 3 of those teams are what, 9 win plus teams.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So, all right, my running back start of the week, I'm going with Chuba versus Dallas. You know, Dallas, they've been getting some pieces back. They just lost your favorite player of all time. DeMarvian. Yep. So, you know.
Not of all time. Oh, I just love the name, DeMarvian Overshawn.
It is a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
I
doesn't sound real. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah, it's like Barkevious Mingo.
Yeah, exactly.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Yep. Those guys.
Yeah, that's how Key and Peele got that skit started, where they do all the crazy names and stuff for the East-West Bowl.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it was because of DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Okay.
So. So I'm going Chuba, another great name.
Yeah, Chuba.
Chuba Hubbard versus Dallas, like we talked about earlier this week.
Chuba always makes me think of scuba diving. Chuba.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, interesting connection.
Yeah.
You know.
It's better than Tuba.
That's true. You know, Chuba is last man standing in Carolina. Like we talked about, there's nobody left. I don't know if they've raised anybody off the practice squad or signed anybody as a backup yet. I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I'm guessing they did.
I mean, they're not a very well-run organization, but they can't be that bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, and he's been, again, great this season. You know, and this matchup is actually, you know, if you get the bad Dallas that shows up, Carolina could win this game.
Yeah.
You know, which is crazy.
Well, and Carolina, out of the past, 3 weeks, has been in each of the games that they, I mean.
Took Kansas City down to a last second, took Tampa to overtime.
Yep.
We're sticking with Philly pretty, I mean, they, you know, it was that 22-16 that Philly won?
Yeah,
that
I game? Think so.
I mean, they were hanging in for quite a while.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, Carolina's been playing some good football lately.
It's hard to believe we're saying that.
I know. Bryce Young actually has looked good.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe that's all it needed. all he needed was to sit down for a little while.
Yeah.
Who knows? So moving on, we've got our wide receivers. We've got Jamar Chase, Collins, JJ, Terry McLaurin, AJ, and Tyreek. And I'm going CeeDee Lamb at Carolina. Granted, it's a number 10 matchup, so one of the better defensive matchups as far as he shouldn't do well, but it's CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch this guy go out every week, and he's injured. Every week he's been injured, and he's in pain. And he goes out there, and I mean, last week, I think it was last week, he made that catch and was driven to the ground, to the turf with his shoulder.
Yeah.
And you could tell he was in some severe pain. He still played.
Yeah.
I mean, T.
Higgins, take note.
Yeah. I mean, it just.
if you want a massive contract, this is what you do.
Right, right. And you know, I'm not one to sit there and say play hurt. Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you're doing. If your injury is such that you continue to do something, you could damage it worse, then by all means, you know, think about the longevity. But if it's dealing with pain and setting your pain threshold really high, I think CeeDee Lamb is one of those guys that, I mean, I think that I have a high pain tolerance. I probably have a really low one compared to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get the adrenaline going, and I mean, you're out there, like you said, you're in a car collision, basically, you know, a car crash every play, almost. So
every time you get hit,
You know, but I mean, and really, I mean, the ceiling obviously was lowered once Dak was done for the season, but he's still getting so many targets that he stayed. So, you know, it's just been a little lower, but he stayed consistent. You know, and Cooper Rush, that's the guy he looks for, you know.
Oh, CeeDee
Lamb, because, you know, Ferguson was back this last week, but he really didn't have anybody else. You know, Brandon Cooks had been out, too. He didn't have anybody else to throw the ball to. So, you know, just necessity and consolidation
of targets. Well, and you know, like we said, you know you're going to get 100% effort every time the ball is anywhere near CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
He is going to try, and you know, was it this week or last week? He had a couple of drops, and he was hard on himself about the fact that you know you got to make that, and you could tell that it was an internal dilemma. That I mean, he was having that argument with himself. Come on, you can do this.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
you know, and like we just talked about with Juba, you know, this could end up being actually. You know, if the bad Dallas comes out, it's not going to be high scoring, but you're still going to get probably at least 12 targets for CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to look to him to try and you know, be that playmaker for them and have him score them points because he's, you know, so dangerous with the ball in his hands. So, so I'm, this was a little scary. It's been getting better, but I'm going Davante Adams.
Yeah.
At Jacksonville. You know,
another like nice weather game.
Yep. And, you know, him and Rodgers finally last week were, he saw some glimpses of that old connection that, you know, in Green Bay.
Where, so those glimpses of a sober quarterback throwing.
Yeah. Yep.
Not one lost on ayahuasca. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, they have such a history together that, you know, Rodgers can throw the ball without Adams being in that spot, knowing that he's going to end up in that spot.
Yeah.
You know, it was,
I actually considered Rodgers as my QB pick this week too.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think Rodgers is going to have a good week, especially with the question marks around Breece Hall.
Yeah. It was, I mean, they almost, you know, Breece Hall missed. They almost looked, you know, they looked better without Breece Hall out on the field.
Yeah.
You know, because he's one of those guys too where you have to give him the opportunities to do what he can do, and he has not been doing so. So then it hinders the offense,
right?
You know, and you know, now once it's mostly in Rodgers' hands, I think he'll step up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But
well, and he also seems to find Isaiah Davis a lot out of the backfield.
Yeah. I mean, I watched Braylon Allen had a couple of catches. He dropped one, you know, and Rodgers gave him the old Rodgers scowl. And, you know, I was like, you know. But, yeah. So, I mean, I like Adams in this. You know, it's a good matchup.
Hang on. You know. I want to show it to the people who were on the podcast. For those of you that or on the podcast and not watching. I had done my Rogers look at the camera, so I had to do it at the microphone for you guys. Wait, that's not how it works?
No.
Oh.
Again, anyways, like I said, great matchup. You know, they've been starting to click. You know, Garrett Wilson has taken, you know, that backseat to Adams in the offense. So, you know, and Mac Jones hasn't been absolutely terrible. You know, he's been okay enough to keep them somewhat in the, you know, in the game.
Yeah, but you know, the Jets could be out ahead of you and still allow you back in the game.
Yeah,
that, I mean, that's what they've been doing.
Given up, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
beginning of the year they looked pretty solid, and then well, you know, they went through the big slump and everything.
I don't think they looked that solid. I think that Sauce has been juiced, or they did something cooked.
There you go. You
cooked your sauce. I mean, he hasn't been playing well pretty much all year. I mean. Yeah. It is what it is.
He's gonna get rid of the quarterback jerseys. He was wearing the loose sleeve, mid bicep quarterback jerseys for a while. Get rid of those.
Does he have arms big enough to hold anything up?
No.
Oh, okay. moving on, we've got our tight ends, and CBS says Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, Travis Kelce. I was thinking McBride. Never mind. Andrews, Ertz, and Laporta. And I am going to go with Tucker Kraft at Seattle. Weather will probably be, I mean, it's going to be nicer than being in Green Bay.
That's true.
I mean, the Pacific Coast isn't the warm coast, but in the winter it keeps some of the warmth there. As opposed to what we see here. Mm-hmm. So, I was going to go Josh Jacobs, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that. And I think that, you know, Kraft is the guy that Love has been looking to more often than anyone else.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially last week, you know, we had Jaden Reed with the one target,
right?
You know, with the goose and
a couple of big plays to
Watson. Yeah, you know, I mean, Kraft is for fantasy wise has been, you know, up and down,
right?
You know, so
yeah, I mean, I dropped him 5-6 weeks ago in one of my leagues just because you couldn't count on him.
Yep. Yeah. So I mean, again, you know, this should be a good game too against Seattle. I mean. You know,
should be
you know.
However, in the last 10 or 12 meetings, the home team has won every one of them.
Oh wow.
Including the playoffs. So it's one of those, maybe the Packers lose, or maybe they flip the switch and they beat them. But I think in order to do that, it's going to take some craftiness.
For those on the podcast, I am rubbing my temples of how bad that joke was.
You know.
Wow. Moving on. My start of the week, I'm going to stack with Tua. It's going to be Jonnu Smith against Houston. Again, Houston's defense is actually not a very good matchup for the tight end. It's a tough matchup.
Right.
But, I mean, we saw, you know, Jonnu can go an entire four quarters with nothing, and then in overtime can end up the tight end 3.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Three catches for 44 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know. Boom. That's 13 points PPR.
PPR. So, you know, I mean,
I picked him up. I dropped Hockenson.
Yeah, he's not been very good.
And I played him, and I'm sitting there throughout the whole game going, now, why did I pick him up? Why did I drop Hockenson? And then, you know, I knew he scored the touchdown, and you said, oh, yeah, he had 3 catches and blah, blah, blah. And I looked, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, they ran the exact same play back-to-back in overtime, and it was like a little grand screen, like a little comeback screen to Jonnu. And each time he'd get like 15 yards.
Nice.
I mean, it was back-to-back plays. And, you know, the defense just, you know. They ran the second one, and I was like, wait a minute. And they did the replay, and I was like, yeah. They replayed it, so it looked like it was 3 times. I'm like, they just ran the exact same play. I mean, everything the exact same. So, I mean, he's been super involved. He's been, you know, he's been a You know, if he continues this, he'll be, you know, one of those pickups that's going to be on the championship roster.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it's funny because Tyreek had a good game.
Yep.
I mean, he had a lot of looks his way. I think he had a lot of catches and quite a few yards. He had at least one touchdown.
I think he was over 100 yards. I think he was like the wide receiver. He was in the top five last week for points scored.
Yeah, and I was sitting there and I'm thinking, oh yeah, yeah, we're back to Tua throwing predominantly to Tyreek instead of Janu.
Yep.
And like you said,
when it came down, it to all it, comes they in went to Janu,
right, so. And it all came down to overtime, and and I mean, not that it mattered, because I showed you the score and joked with you that I wondered if I could get back into it. I had one player left, and the score was 208-88. I was not going to win that game, no matter what. I don't Monday night. Who played the Monday night game? Was that Dallas? I'm trying to think.
I don't remember.
I don't remember who I had, but
yeah, I do not remember.
I had someone on Monday night, and it was it didn't work out. No, it was Burrow, Joey Burrow,
Bengals, and was that Chargers? No,
Bengals and I don't remember, but yeah, the Bengals were playing. Bengals and Dallas.
Yeah, it was Bengals and Dallas.
Bengals and Dallas.
Because I remember, I was complaining of that. Jamar Chase had 50 targets in that game. So, yeah, Bengals, Dallas.
Yep. Yeah, I forget who I was. Yeah. I mean, that was not this. Was it this past week that? Yeah, it was this past week. Mm-hmm. So it was, I was playing against Allen and. and several other guys that obviously went off, and my guys, you know, I played Bucky Irving and he got hurt and blah blah blah. But it was that that Monday night game, and I had one player, and I don't remember who it was. I was not going to come back and win that.
No.
So no buys this week, obviously, and I mean, we're in the first week of playoffs, unless you're a certain. Other league that this is your second week second of playing week. Playoffs. A bunch of good games. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching some football this weekend.
Yeah. Sure you don't want both of our girls on Sunday? So
I don't want
sit
both.
Around at home?
No, I don't want both of your children. I think one's spending the night tonight, so yes. that's enough.
She's been Thank jacked you. About it for about 3 days. So
great. So that's all I've got.
Yeah.
Hopefully you enjoy the podcast or the YouTube video cast. Mm-hmm. I am Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you.